you were just in Edmonton for the CCMAs. How was it?
It was amazing. Yeah, it's nice to have it in Alberta. Everybody really appreciates the country music out here, but we had a blast. We had 4 showcases, I think, all together, and just jumped on stage for a few other little things, and just felt like it's a little closer to home. Just feel kind of more like it's your CCMAs kind of thing. We get to show everybody what Alberta has to offer, so we had a blast down there, yeah.
Well, unfortunately, you weren't up for any awards this year. However, what I did see on your social media is that you were finally able to be presented your Male Horizon Artist for the Country Music Alberta Awards. You know, how was it? How did it feel to be presented that award during that showcase?
Yeah, that was great. I mean, what a great time. I think they called me a few weeks before and said they had it, but I wasn't able. We're harvesting and stuff now, so I wasn't able to get in to get it. So that was perfect. Country Music Alberta obviously puts on a great show every year, but that showcase at the CCMAs was great as well. And it was the opening night, so you're already in a good mood, just seeing everybody you haven't seen for a year kind of thing. And yeah, got the award on top of that and a bunch more. Congratulations. I think a lot of people thought I just won that award and assumed it was a CCMA award. And, you know, I won't try too hard to correct him, I guess. But no, it was just an award we'd won back in March. And yeah, very happy to get it. And another one for the mantle is, I don't know, that's not as big a deal to me as just the opportunity to thank everybody that we work with and stuff. That's what's cool about these awards. And being recognized is great, but you know, a lot of people put a lot of time in, so I get to go out and do the fun part. So just nice to thank them and got to do that again this weekend.
Speaking of awards, YYC awards are coming up right around the corner, and you are up for 3 awards.
Yeah.
You're up for Country Recording of the Year, Single of the Year.
Yeah.
And as well, the People's Choice Awards.
The People's Choice. That's the one we always want more than anything, I think, because, of course, just cliche as it sounds, it is my favorite part of this is just the connection that we've got to make with so many people over the years. And, yeah, I think that's the first time we've been up for that one. We won the Male Artist of the Year the first year, I think, they had it, in the first year that we went. And it's just growing and growing into a great night and a great industry thing, and very cool to see what all the other genres are doing, because a lot of what we do is just seeing the country music side of things, which is, again, big here in Alberta, but there's some amazing other genres doing some great things too, so that's a chance to celebrate it all together, so it's pretty cool.
I was like asking this question because the awards are always coming up. People like to dress up. Do you have your outfit already picked out?
Yeah, I actually have gotten, oddly enough, more into fashion more and more the last few years. Found a few good just vintage places. I go down to Nashville quite a bit, and there's some great vintage shops down there, but I should get the vest I'm wearing. We'll have to throw a picture up. Got a great vest here too from up here in Calgary. Just getting more and more popular to have that stuff that was more popular in the 80s, 90s kind of thing. I kind of like that stuff. And so get to do the throwback. And yeah, got a great jacket for the awards. And just always like dressing up a little bit for nights like that.
Are you thinking of going down to Nashville again after all the harvest and after all the awards?
Yeah. I actually just booked yesterday. So middle October, we're doing kind of one more big writing trip for an album we'll be recording in January. And we still got another single and an album coming out on this last one. It's stuff at home. I got 2 little boys too, and family and all the other things that happen, just to solely concentrate on writing. So it is nice to go down to that city, not just for the inspiration and the talents there, but just for the literal week of just concentrating on the one thing, the songwriting. And yeah, it's a great town for it.
Meaning you'll have money to burn while you're down there?
Yeah. I don't know after this harvest, but yeah.
So speaking of money to burn, because that's the name of your single that you just released right before the CCMAs. Can you share with us a bit about the story behind that new single?
Actually, that one's kind of a fun story. Signed with Willing Records, which is Bobby Wills, had a great career here in Canada and started up his own record label, and had been chatting with him about doing this honky tonk record. And first song, we kind of were going through some songs, and I'd written a bunch, and he was setting me up with some songwriters. But he said, well, maybe while you're down there, we want to look at this one producer that he worked with, Mike Pyle, his full time. So he said, I got a song and it's totally done. The track is recorded, mixed, mastered, everything, but it was Bobby's voice on it. And he had about 5 songs like that, but he was just kind of starting his label and didn't have time to do his artist thing as much anymore. So he said, well, maybe try one of these songs out with Mike, see if you like working with him. So we ended up just taking his voice off and putting mine on and reworking some things. And it just fit. It just kind of clicked, this song. So yeah, just a good, I have always liked the little heavier guitars and a little bit of the Southern rock feel kind of thing. And this one just clicks. So thanks, Bobby, for this one. It was a heck of a track. And thanks for not putting it out so I could.